said and done so far, and thankful for the Spirit of God. You know, and I was thinking during one of the songs where it says, "In Christ alone, my hope is found." My mind went back to a verse that Paul had written to the church at Corinth, there in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and he said, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, then we are of all men most miserable." And we read in the Hebrew letter that the writer talks to us about having a lively hope. I'm thankful that I don't hope of the things that's in this world, but my hope is in Christ tonight. And for what He done for me, and I'm thankful that there's something in my heart that just stirs me from time to time. You know, I'm glad God does that to us. And Brother C.L., one of these days, we're going to walk the last mile of our day. And the most important thing is to be saved by the grace of God. You know, I'm reminded of a song that says, "You don't know until you know the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man. You know nothing until you know the love of God." You know, and if you're lost and separated from God tonight, you know, your parents might say that they love you, but let me tell you, you don't know what true love is until you felt the hand of God. You don't know what true love is until God reaches down and saves your soul. I'm thankful I don't have to hope of the things that's in this world. It's just going to burn up one day, you know. But what God done for me that day is that a seven-year-old little boy there at the mourner's bench of a Pleasant Grove Church, I'm counting on that. And I'm not only counting on that, I know that it'll see me from this life to the next, you know. It's something that I could take with me. And you know, we was talking, I don't mean to get on all this, you know, but you know, brother was talking about one of these days, you know, we can't see God, but we can feel Him. One of these days, we're going to see Him. You know, the Bible tells us in Revelation, I think it was the 21st chapter there, but John the Revelator told us that there's no need for light. There's no need for the sun. There's no need for the moon, because the Son of God is the light of heaven Himself. He's the center of heaven. He's going to be the main attraction there in heaven. And I'm thankful one of these days I'm going to take my flight that's going to be without an airplane. Thankful for the saving grace of God. Oh, let us follow the Spirit of God tonight. Does anybody have anything on their hearts they feel like needs to be said or done? Anything at all? Amen.
That. Thanks for when God put stuff in my heart.
Yeah.
Stuff that I know.
Folks, let's keep following the Spirit of God tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a song.
Go on. Go on. Anything at all?
Thank you. smile, and it's so peaceful in the arms of my Lord. And it's so peaceful in the arms of my Lord. In His presence I am sheltered from the storm.
Anybody else have anything on their hearts tonight? Folks, we have lost souls amongst us tonight. Something for us who have been saved by the grace of God to be serious about. And I'm thankful for the Spirit that we're already able to feel, move it amongst us, but the dangerous thing about it is that if we don't move with God, we're going to quench it. It's going to stop moving. And what a dangerous spot that puts us and these people in. So folks, I beg you tonight, if you don't do anything else, I beg you to follow God. Put pride aside. Put the world aside. Lost souls are at stake tonight. Anybody else have anything on their hearts tonight?
So souls in your hands.
Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all that I've ever done. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am, but now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands.
Thank you, my soul's in the Lord's hands.
Amen. 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 Certainly thankful for this. Anybody else have anything on their hearts tonight? Anything at all? All right.
My God is real, for He has washed and cleaned me.
Miss Mary Lou, did something happen?
Yes.
God still saves. Anybody else have anything on their hearts? Amen. Woo, I'll tone down in a second. Ain't you thankful when heaven just comes down? Woo. Anybody else have anything on their hearts?
I'm just singing all day, honey.
Lord,
Jesus is coming soon. So, Rachel, can you
Lord,
page 394.
Oh, dear, let's not stay.
God is so good. And let me tell you, I know last several Sundays, it's been on a lot of people's hearts to pray for Mary Lou. And I'm glad I can mark her off of my prayer list now. But there's still more that needs to be saved. Jesus is coming soon. And I know there's more here tonight that hasn't told of a time and place. And let me tell you, Jesus could come at any second. You better be ready. The children of God, we need to work like we're ready for that. Work like He's coming soon, because He is. Anybody else have anything on their hearts tonight? I don't know about y'all, but you know, when a lost person gets saved, God gives me some fuel into that fire, you know. Something I can feed off of, just keep going on. Nothing else needs to be said or done. All right.
I'm like, I ain't preaching tonight, if that's what you're asking.
Lord help. All right. We requested we sing the days of the week. And Sister Rachel announced this, I guess, the first time that we were present for Friendship to sing it. And I'm thankful the way Friendship sings it. I don't know why, but, well, I do know why. You know, there's sister churches that we visit, and don't get me wrong, I love all my sister churches and all my brothers and sisters, but when people sing the days of the week, some of them say, well, it must have been the hand of the Lord. And I grind my teeth whenever people say that, because beyond a shadow of a doubt, what the Lord done for me, I know it was the hand of the Lord. And so here at Friendship, the way we say it, is I know it was the hand of the Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand. Somebody touch me. It was on a Monday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Monday. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord.
It was on a
Tuesday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Tuesday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Tuesday. Somebody touched me. I know it was the hand of the Lord.
It was on a
Wednesday. Somebody. touch me. It was on a Friday. Somebody touched me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. It was on a Saturday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Saturday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Saturday. Somebody touched me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. It was on a Sunday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Sunday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Sunday. Somebody touched me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. It was on a great day. Somebody touched me. It was on a great day. Somebody touched me. It was on a great day. Somebody touched me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. I know it was the hand of the Lord.
There's one more verse. There's one more verse we forgot now.
While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. I know it was the hand of the Lord.
Amen. Anybody else have anything on their hearts tonight?
I'd like to thank God again.
Amen.
You know, I'm about cried out, but I thank God. You know, this week I've just been thinking so much. Not only imagine what other people go through, but thinking that I'd never see my mother again. Just about broke my heart. To think of somebody you love in hell, never to be seen again. I know the Bible says that God would erase them from my memory. But I said to God today, I don't want you to.
Amen.
And now I have to.
Amen. Amen. Certainly thankful for this. Anybody else have anything on their hearts tonight? Lord help.
I was there when he walked up that old long hill where he gave it all for me. And even though I was undeserving of all he had to give, I'm still on the right side of the King. On the right side of the King, that's where I long to be, where I'm safe from all hurt and all harm. And even though I'm undeserving and I have nothing to give, I'm still on the right side of the King.
Amen.
And even though I was just an old lost thief, he still had seen something in me. So when my time comes to die, not a tear will dim my eye, for I'm on the right side of the King.
Amen.
On the right side of the King, that's where I long to be. Where I'm safe from all hurt and all harm. And even though I'm undeserving of all
right side of the king.
Amen.
Amen.
There's been a lot of times that I've done what I shouldn't have or turned my back on it, but I've always been there on that right side, always saying that he is my savior, and I'm done sitting stagnant in my pool. I've thought too long that I'm like a puddle next to the river. If I could just move a little bit, I would be with that stream, and friend, I don't want to be that puddle anymore. I want to start moving with the Spirit, and I want to start grasping onto things that I want to understand with him. Now, I've been learning this week and trying to read up on things, and one of the things I've read is about being and becoming. Where being is where you're stagnant in yourself, and you accept things as how they are around you, yet becoming is searching for more. Becoming is wanting to understand it. And today I feel that I've spent too long just being with my God, that I've spent too long just being in the Spirit. I want to become of the Spirit. I want to know what it is. I want to learn of it. I want to become of the Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Certainly enjoyed what the brother had to say and the good song that was sung. Anybody else have anything on their hearts tonight? Anything at all? Okay.
I heard you guys through the week here about how born back in 1952, I was saved when I was about 12 years old. Got out of the church and out of the world for so many years. So ashamed, you know, I came back to the house of God back in 1990.
More down.
And now God told me to preach. It's been such a thrill.
Yeah.
It has been such a thrill. That's what this song says. That's what I relate to. I have never seen the
Savior,
but serving him has been such a thrill. I have never seen the face of that Savior. Oh, but one day.
One day.
I'll be turning 69 years old here before long. And I never really, like I said, my mother died at a young age, and I never really thought a lot about my mother until here recently. Maybe it's because I'm getting older and I'm getting homesick.
Lord, now.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I never really thought a lot about it. Brother Scott, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe when I get there, she won't be a mother to me. I don't know. I believe she'll be someone that I'll hold precious to me. I believe that. I just don't know. But I do know one thing. For some reason or other, Brother Delbert, I've been thinking a lot about it, and I've been feeling awful homesick. Awful homesick. And I know, and I'm going to see her one day after a while. I do know that. Maybe it's just a foolish old man. I don't know, Delbert. I just don't know. But there's this yearning. It's down in here.
Yeah.
There's a yearning.
Yeah.
There's a desire to go. Yeah. That place I've never seen before except in my imagination, if you will. Yeah. But there's a yearning.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
You know, we read in Hebrews chapter 11 about Abraham and children of Israel, how they were sojourning through the land there. And the Bible says that they just considered themselves pilgrims. I'm with you, Brother Donnie. I get homesick from time to time.
Amen.
You know, there's a song. I don't remember who sings it, but it's entitled As a Question, and it says, "Do you know how it feels?" And I think it's in the second verse of it, but it said, "Do you know how it feels that wherever you roam, you just get this feeling that you're not at home." You know, that little place that me and my wife have right now, there at Poplar Drive here in Columbus, you know, it's a nice stay place. I feel comfortable whenever I go there, but it's not home. It's not home. You know, I'm thankful the Lord has moved us to Indiana, and we feel at home in Indiana, don't get me wrong, but even when we was in Tennessee, you know, I just didn't feel at home there. Because what God done saved my soul, this ain't my home. I'm just a pilgrim. I'm just traveling through. You know what it says? It says that they were just looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. You know, me and Brother Danny Edwards, we talked about this one time, and I sort of started to get a little filled up talking to him. But, you know, and it never hit me. It probably hit you other brothers and sisters a long time ago. But, you know, it takes me a while for me to learn some things. And the Bible tells us in Revelation about how the streets are gold there in heaven. And, you know, what the earth considers, what people here just consider so valuable, we're just walking on it. We're just walking on it. Because nothing is as valuable as the one who'll be in the center of heaven.
Amen.
Nothing will be compared to him. Anybody else have anything on their hearts tonight?
I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, and time won't matter.
Anybody else have anything on their hearts tonight they feel like needs to be said or done? Amen. Amen. Anybody else have anything on their hearts tonight?
There was, so you know, I have an app that's the Bible on my phone. I started to open it today, and I wasn't really paying attention to what it was saying, just having it open and getting ready. And just a little while ago, I don't know why, I just suddenly zoned in on one phrase that was in the Bible at that time. And I'll bring it up real quick. But it just hit me. From slaves of sin to slaves of God.
Amen.
And I just struck home. And tonight, with Sister Mary Lou getting saved tonight, going from a slave of sin to a slave of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else have anything on their hearts tonight? Certainly thankful for this, Brother Alex. Anybody else have anything they feel like needs to be said or done? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's right.
But we need to add her to the list to pray for her strength.
Yes. Amen.
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 The devil will fight you, but the Lord's stronger.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Dell, for saying that. Anybody else have anything on their hearts tonight they just feel like needs to be said or done?
I just got to say, I thank God for being here tonight.
Yeah.
And witnessing, seeing Mary Lou saved. Amen. I've been worried about her, been praying for her, and she just touches my heart. And when it's just wonderful to know that she's my sister in Christ, and she'll be going to heaven with us all.
Amen.
And I'm just grateful for that. I've been praying. I know Randy has been too, that, yeah, the Spirit's been here. But I just ask God to just come down and just flood us with His Spirit.
Amen.
And I feel it all over me, and my heart's just busting, you know, just a booming, and my chest is just, it's almost out, beating out of my chest. And it's a wonderful feeling when the Lord comes over our bodies that's achy and tired and old or what have you, and you just feel... You just feel so young. You feel so good inside because our cup is running over. You know, it just bubbles inside. And I just thank God for Him coming down and being with us tonight.
Amen.
Because without Him, we're nothing.
That's right.
And I just thank God that He did come down and bless us all. Like, I'm still here with you. I'm still here. And I'm just grateful. I worry sometimes, you know, I guess... The carnal mind worries, Lord, are we losing your Spirit? Are we? I know we're saved, but we need to really work harder. We need to feel your Spirit. We need to feel your presence.
Amen.
And I felt it tonight, and I just thank God for that. It's a wonderful feeling, and boy, people that's lost, they have no idea what I'm talking about. But I know everyone here that's saved, they know that. And I just thank God that I'm going to heaven.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else have anything on their hearts? Anything at all? Are all hearts and minds free? If all hearts and minds are free tonight, then I guess we'd be dismissed. But I do want to end tonight by saying this. As Sunday morning, last Sunday morning, we sort of read this a little bit and just went right over it. But Malachi 3 and 10, when it talked about tithing and giving to God, it says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." The reason why there wasn't room to receive it is because the people of God didn't want to give anything. But I'm thankful that God opened the windows of heaven tonight and gave us a blessing. You know what that means? That means we gave to God some. We freed up room so God could do these things, and I'm thankful we was able to witness this. If nothing else needs to be said or done, at this time tonight we'll be dismissed. Oh, Brother Brad, ain't you thankful that there's some times we don't have to preach? I feel like those are the better services. Tomorrow morning, Sunday school at 10, worship service at 11. I'm looking forward to seeing what God has in store. I really am. Church, I hope we feed on this all night long and come in tomorrow expecting God to move. Let's be prayerful for tomorrow morning services, but above all, let's be prayerful for those that are lost. I would like to ask at this time, I know Brother Jeremy Collins from Fellowship in Indianapolis, and we got Brother Josh from Hall Creek and Brother Scott at New Life, and I just sort of want to give way about if there might be any announcements that might be coming up at any of these sister churches.